Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to The Drive. It is Monday, October something. What is it? October 7th. And I'm driving to work here. Had a weekend away at Baton Rouge to teach at my good friend, Pastor Paul Hammettree's church. Awesome group of people. Great time in the Lord and fellowshipping, and as a blessing. And I was so blessed to have John teach at Calvary Chapel Mobile at our church, and his daughters lead worship. Heard it was a blessing for them as well, so happy for that. But I've been talking about really the theme and the chapter breakdown of my book, Why God? Understanding Storms in the Life of the Believer. And so far we looked at the calm, we looked at the wind, and now I want to talk about the rain. The rain. What is the rain? Well, it reminds me when I was a kid. Remember when you were a kid and it was raining and it was just so fun just to run outside and stomp in the puddles and play in the rain and just go out on an adventure, you know, as it was raining outside. And as a kid, it's a fun thing. It's exciting. It's like, oh, cool, it's something to do. Me and my friends would do that. We would run around in the rain and splash each other and just have fun. It was fun, but now that I'm older, rain is less fun, and now it's more of an inconvenience. It's more of a hassle, you know, and I'd rather watch the rain from inside my house where it's calm and comfortable, and the sound of the rain while you're inside of the house is relaxing. But when I talk about the rain, I equate that to when trials and troubles and storms come into your life, and they keep coming, and it doesn't seem like they're letting up. It doesn't seem like they're going to stop. It's one thing after another. And you guys know what I mean when I talk about you come out of one storm and you go right back into a different storm, another problem. And you're like, really? There's no in-between space of sunny days. Those times are hard. They can be overwhelming. They can be incredibly burdensome. And so what do we do when it just seems to be raining difficulties? Just the rain of rough times just continues. It can be wearisome. It can be tiresome. Well, when the problems and the trials keep coming, we have to rest and go back on what we do know about the Lord. And one of the things that comforts me, especially as I'm going through storms, is the fact that we can run to our strong tower, who is the Lord. We can run to our strong tower and be safe. That is such a reassurance for me, and it's such a good reminder that as the storm rages outside, we can run to the tower of protection, who is the Lord. And I never want to forget that. You know, I never want to overlook that. I find comfort in the fact that the Lord is our shelter. You know, when we first moved to Mobile, we didn't even know about the torrential downpours in the summer. And apparently this is a Mobile phenomenon. It only happens here. Mobile gets more rain per capita than even Seattle, because it just, so much of it comes down in such a short amount of time during the summer. It's crazy. But we didn't know about it. And so one day we went to Costco, and we had our, you know, cart or buggy, whatever you call it, and it was filled up, and it was raining, and everyone was waiting over or under the overhang. And so I was like, I don't know what these people are doing. I'm gonna go get the car and bring it up here so we can load the groceries. Let's do this. And so I ran to the car while it was pouring rain. I got soaking wet. Got into the car, pulled up. We loaded our groceries. Again, I was drenched, total, just wet. And put the groceries in the car, closed it up, and drove away. And right as we were driving away, The rain completely stopped. The sun shone out. And I look at all the people under the overhang. They walked to their car, loaded their groceries, drove away completely dry. And me and my wife looked at each other going, what in the world just happened? Like, we didn't understand the weather patterns in Mobile. I mean, it was pouring, drenched. But now that we've been here two and a half years, we kind of understand the weather patterns. In the summer, excuse me, in the summer, it's sunny and muggy and hot, you know, the first half of the day. And then in the afternoons, it rains. That's kind of like the norm. And when it rains, it doesn't rain all night, all day and all night. It rains in increments, you know. It rains in increments. Like a few minutes and then it'll stop. A few minutes, then it'll stop. And so you can almost bet on the fact that when it rains, it's going to stop quickly after. There's going to be breaks, many breaks in the rain. And that's the thing, as it rains in our lives, when storms come, there's going to be breaks in the storms. And during those breaks, we can praise God. We can be rebuilt. We can build up our faith in Him. Knowing that, you know what, it stopped raining right now. Rough times have stopped temporarily, but there's going to be more. There's going to be more rain up ahead. But it's important to know who to look to in the tempest, in the storm, in the rain. Because when we look to our Savior through the rain, when it's unclear, we're going to stay afloat. And that's what rain does. You know, driving here in Mobile, when it's raining like that, it's insane. Like, oftentimes we have to put on our hazard lights, slow down to like 10 miles per hour, and just to a crawl, just go slowly. Because you cannot see 5 feet in front of you. Like, you cannot see anything. And so really, the rain can obscure, or it can block our vision to where we don't know what's going on. And sometimes, you know, storms are like that. Trials are like that in our lives. It can block our vision. It can blur things. So we don't know exactly what is going on. But that is no reason to lose heart. That is no reason to give up. That is no reason to let discouragement come in and infiltrate and take over your mind and your heart and your life. There's no reason to do that. Faith is activated when things seem blurry, when things are unclear. Our faith needs to soar even higher when we're not sure. Because we don't see the whole picture, right? We don't see the whole thing. We don't see the next 5 years. We don't see the next 1 year. We don't even see the next one day. That's why we have to be open to trusting God and open to His leading. Because we don't know. And I would even say this, like, what we perceive as rain and difficulties and rough times, sometimes God doesn't even see what we're going through as rough times, but He sees it as a good thing. Because we're going to come out of it refined. We're going to come out of it stronger. We're going to come out of it being built up in the faith rather than weak in the faith. You know what I mean? So it depends on whose perspective you're looking at. From ours, it can be daunting. Things can seem bleak. From the Lord's perspective, He's like, that's exactly what's going to make you prepared for the next thing you're going to face. What you're going through right now is going to wash off some of the worry that you've been harboring. It's going to annihilate some of the anxiety that you've been harboring. It's going to break down that fear that comes from the rain that's falling upon you right now. You're going to come out of that rain, out of that storm, even stronger in the faith. Granted, we do not like going through storms. We don't like when it rains. We don't like to be inconvenienced or uncomfortable. But as Christians, we need to be vulnerable to those things and let God work in those things. Because sometimes the rain is the biggest catalyst for change. And we just go, Lord, I don't know all the details, you do. I trust that you have me going through this situation. You have me going through this predicament for a reason, and I'm going to trust you in it, and I'm going to learn from it. That's the best outlook to have. So, guys, we have the rain. I hope something encouraged you from this, guys. God bless you, and have an amazing Monday today. Talk to you next time.